All right, October 21st, 2005, you're listening to Owned with your hosts, Dave,
Kevin,
Dan,
EJ,
so pretty much a hippie, a Jew, a metrosexual,
and Dave. today on the show, we got a... We got some news. We got a review of Quake 4, which I bought recently with my own money. We got movie review, Batman Begins by Dan, it's amazing.
Oh man.
Kevin's weekly music section, which Kevin knows all about music, so. The words.
Word, and then Kevin's the only one that knows it.
Oh yeah, well then we got a segment in which
Kevin defines a word that you don't know.
Exactly. And finally, EJ's.
Shut up, EJ.
EJ will be doing something. EJ, tell us about your section.
I like Conker, Live Reloaded. I'm going to talk about it because it's the best game, better than Halo and better than Counter-Strike, so go shoot yourself.
You can't say anything. Okay, let's give the...
I do what I want. You call me Mr. Sexual. So
now, in case you haven't listened to the show before, which you probably haven't since it's the first one.
Really?
No, it's
the first one.
Yeah, well, that was like a pilot, like a retarded pilot.
A redhead stepchild of a pilot.
Exactly. We are four high school kids, guys, adults, men, except for Dan.
We are men.
And we talk about things that are interesting and not gay while one of us plays Counter-Strike.
That would be me.
I'm kidding.
You take it so far up to behind.
It's like so? 10 inches. I'm 8 inches. Dude, I don't want to play with midgets. Okay.
What the hell?
We're also going to talk about... That's good level. Yeah, we're going to talk about the movie starring The Rock, Doom.
I didn't get to that yet. I'm the host guy.
That's in the news section.
That's the news.
Okay. Mind fucked.
We're real organized, but we'll even this out through heavy editing. No, I'm just kidding.
Dan hasn't said one thing yet,
let's go over who we are since this is the first episode. I'm Dave. I'm the one holding the mic right now, and I'm going to talk about stuff. Kevin's over here.
Butt sex headshot.
That was Kevin. I know. This is EJ, and I like Conker.
Shut up!
this is Dan the Jew Man.
I'm Dan, and I'm Jewish.
See, he says it. It's not wrong.
And we already talked about Kevin. Kevin's a prick.
Yay!
Whoa, I should talk about the audio sitcom.
Yeah, you can talk about the audio sitcom. So, let's start out with our news section. Stuff happening this week. Not too much. South Park premiered on Wednesday.
New season,
and we're all big fans of South Park. I missed it. I went to sleep, and
that's
I didn't see it Wednesday.
It was on last night. Did you see it last night?
But I saw it last night, and I gotta say, I wasn't too thrilled by it. I don't know what you guys thought.
It had its moments.
It was good in the sense it was trying to be good in. Okay. It wasn't trying to be. Well, of course, it's trying.
I thought it was trying too hard, personally.
Yeah, like some of the parodies they do, like
I thought it was great.
They carry them out too much.
It's too.
I thought it was a great way to make fun of the hurricane indirectly.
Yeah, well, the hurricane satire was pretty funny.
Make fun of the hurricane.
The day after tomorrow ones were.
It was overdone. It was. Yeah.
They were just like the movie. If you've seen the movie, I mean, it's just.
And
like,
you know, Dan is the resident. Dan over here.
Dan, say something. Yeah,
that's me.
He wants to talk all deep, like he has a deep voice on. But he really does. He talks like this normally.
Okay, well, can we talk about our favorite joke in the South Park episode?
Sure.
Can I talk about mine first?
Sure.
I think my favorite episode. My favorite part of the episode has to be the Jew Gold part.
Because
that
was pretty funny, actually.
No, it was funny.
I'm kidding. I'm messing with it.
Okay, well, pretty much what Cartman said was.
You need to explain it.
Okay, yeah. You guys have seen it. If not, you're pricks.
It's a lot on Comedy Central. So.
Yeah, if you haven't seen it, you're pricks. So, anyways, it's a great part. All the good parts were.
I like the part Mr. Marshall's drawing on the map and he.
Yeah, and he drew the penis. I also thought another funny part was when the guy. Remember how they were running back and forth with the.
global warming, and then the guy falls on the ground. He's like,
"Oh, yeah." It was like a good War of the Worlds parody. It was kind of subtle, but it kind of reminded me of that.
Yeah, I think I guess it was. Shut the fuck up!
I can't hear that. That's
Dave's computer is talking to us.
So if you heard a robotic voice, it's not.
It's me.
Robots.
anyways, yeah. Wasn't it? Oh, I also like the part. When they were,
you can talk so fast.
Not an expository essay.
I know. I'm just saying. I like this part. I said I like the freaking part. Okay.
Did you go those?
No. I think that the cool part, another one, was when they were walking, and they all had, you know, the really hot clothes on.
Mr.
Mr. Mars is like, or no, what's his name? Jew-Man was like.
That was a total Day After Tomorrow thing.
Yeah, he says we should take off our clothes and huddle together for warmth. Don't be a fag.
That one's pretty funny.
That's a good part.
Actually,
all right.
The best part was the newscaster when he's like, yeah, it seems like there's the death toll of over 1 million people. Even though there's only 8,000 people in the town. 600 million. 600 billion. Even though there's only 8,000 people in the town.
So there's quite a amount of damage.
Loss. That was funny. But all in all,
I mean, I was okay.
I don't think anybody else noticed that I talked to, but like, when the army people came to rescue the people from the rooftops, they left the black guy on the roof.
Did they really? I didn't notice that. That's funny.
I saw it twice. I didn't notice that. Okay, we gotta move on. We're
all right.
I thought we're trying to make this under 20 minutes, Dave said.
Wait, what is it? That's okay. We gotta edit all the crap out anyway.
It doesn't matter at all.
So, I mean, my opinion is it was good, and it seemed like, I don't know. I mean, it was pretty funny.
Nothing will compare to some of the original South Park seasons, because it's a great show.
I actually think it started...
It's like The Simpsons.
It really started picking up season two.
Season two was awesome. It's like The Simpsons.
Yeah.
Season one sucked.
Season one
two
had its
okay.
moments, but it didn't suck. It just
anyway, on to the next story.
Yeah, on to the next story.
Let's see what I got here. We got Jack Thompson. That's the name, right? Jack Thompson. This guy is a jerk. I mean, no one likes him. He's a prick.
Stop!
What are you doing?
He's putting hand sanitizer on Tally.
Hey, look at this.
Yeah, stop with the hand sanitizer. Okay, sorry. Jack Thompson. If any of you had seen Penny Arcade, it's this funny internet cartoon
webcomic,
right? It's one of the best ones out there. I really like it. I haven't actually read it in a while, but so
I've heard most of the episodes.
I saw their back stuff.
I went through the whole archives.
Anyway, you know Jack Thompson, the whole hot coffee mod. EJ knows about the hot coffee
hot
mod.
Coffee,
EJ is the master of the hot coffee mod. He can like reach climaxes in like seconds. He's so good.
EJ's skilled at internet computer sex.
On the computer.
I think it's funny. I mean, it's not. It's like more of a joke than anything. Like it's so stupid. But Jack Thompson, he was one of the ones who really led a big crusade against it, which is stupid because it's gay. And now he's accusing Penny Arcade of what was he accusing them of
like
again?
Harassment.
Of harassment, yeah. And there's a whole thing with like a charity.
He called the cops, didn't he?
Yeah, the cops were supposed to go and arrest.
Which the thing about this
there.
Is, I don't think that was like a thing you can call the cops on. And so, like, he could get in trouble for that, I think, if he called the cops for, like, a false
They
good
just,
job.
They got, like, the facts and laughed. They're like, what the hell is this?
Yeah, it was, no. I just read briefly about it.
Okay, once I get
stopped.
But it's just stupid. He's just an idiot. And, yeah. I mean, he just shows how much of an idiot he is by doing shit like this, so.
It's Penny Arcade is pretty funny.
They are great. And they, like, one-upped him. They gave, like, $10,000 to charity.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that Jack Thompson was making fun. Like, he said, oh, I'll give $10,000 to charity. If you guys make a game where you can kill, cops? No, like,
hookers. Hookers.
Yeah, hookers. You can kill hookers and everything. Kill hookers in Mario. You just shoot them up.
Shoot fireballs.
Yeah, bitch.
Okay.
I shoot you
you're
up.
You're pretty good at this game.
Okay, you guys have to stop talking in the back.
Oh, yeah, I'm kind of, playing Counter-Strike right now.
Dan's still playing Counter-Strike. Dan, what's your score? So we can kind of get
I'm on 7-14, but I'm not really paying attention.
You're a prick.
Dan is 7-14, in case you couldn't hear him, because he's a little farther away from the mic. In the future, we're probably going to try to have a better mic setup, but it's first time, so cut us some slack.
One for SM57. Thank you very much. It's mine.
It's good microphone, and Kevin brought
it's
it.
It's
so
instrument
we
microphone.
Gotta, yeah, it's not really for voices. What's the next story? The Doom movie. Long expected, long awaited Doom movie. I've been waiting every day. I've been marking off my calendar, waiting for the Doom movie to come out. And it's finally coming out today, I think, right?
Yeah,
the 21st?
I will kill
October 21st, the day that will live in infamy. Doom movie coming out.
I think it sucks. I'm pretty sure it's gonna suck.
It's gotten very bad reviews.
Very bad reviews.
23 out of 100, C minus, you know.
What I've heard is has a part of it is like an do you pronounce the H in homage?
Homage.
Homage.
Homage,
yeah. Homage, yeah. All right, so it's an homage to the Doom itself. Is that it has a first person segment of the movie?
Yeah,
is true. Like how long is it?
It's like five minutes, I think.
It's like 5 minutes long. I mean, come on. That would give me a headache.
It could have been interesting, but I don't think... It probably wasn't.
It'd be like watching someone playing a video game, which can get really boring.
It's like watching Tauger play.
I guess, yeah.
He dies all the time.
Yeah, did they die in the movie?
Yeah. respawn in three. The Rock will respawn.
The Rock respawns in RL.
And it's like text appears on the screen. It's like, can you smell what I'm cooking and stuff? And it'd be
yeah,
like,
and
no.
She says the knob and stuff, you know.
The thing that bothers me
and
about
he lags.
What I've read about
I heard he lags
really
in the middle
lags
of that scene.
He lags. Blue screen of death.
Lagged out.
Okay. No, the thing that I read about this that bothers me is they messed up the storyline. I mean, how can you do that?
Yeah, I heard
that. It's not demons from hell.
It's not.
It's
the only thing I like in life.
It's people getting possessed and stuff and turning into something by like a virus.
That's kind of gay.
It's like Resident Evil.
Yeah, it's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
What's about Doom? Like the enemies? I know that because I saw like
there's like five monsters.
Well, they look kind of like Doom and like the imps.
So I hope they don't ruin the Halo.
Oh, really? And the Pinky Demon.
And yeah, so it sucks, I'm sure. I'm not even going to see it.
I'm not going to see it, but I just hope that
I may rent it when
not
it comes out or something.
I'll get it from Netflix, which is an awesome service. You got to love the Netflix. You
well, I think you can get arrested.
Send it away.
I think you get arrested.
No, I'm praising it. I'm not saying they're, like,
you have to say copyright
killing copyright children.
Netflix copyright.
2001, all rights reserved. You know,
it is a great service.
You can talk about services. You can't, like,
do you
say...
have it?
No.
You have TiVo, don't you, Kevin?
Yeah, TiVo's awesome.
TiVo is cool. I wish I had TiVo, but I'm poor. I live in a box.
Dude, DVR costs $3 a month.
This is the only thing I have is my computer that I'm recording this podcast on. I live in a box.
Dude, you freaking got a $2,000 computer for Christmas. So
shut up. All right, moving on.
What's the next topic?
Howard Stern leering?
Dude,
leaving.
Whoa, you can't read your own handwriting.
Howard Stern leaving, and... I actually never listened to Howard Stern. Have any of you guys?
On. Like, I saw the movie.
I know
the movie.
The only thing I'm really not
oh private parts
fan,
or whatever.
I just know he got his start on WCCC, and that was like his first radio job, and then he got onto big things. And
yeah,
it was interesting. It's just weird.
I really wish I could hear him on the radio, but I saw Private Parts, and it was hilarious.
I haven't seen Private Parts.
I
know. I mean, you have to respect him for what he did. You know, it was controversial.
Well, he was a dirty man. You know, dirty man.
He started that whole raunchy.
Radio thing.
Which I guess kind of changed the world forever.
Which we're just exemplifying in this.
A lot of people who do that.
The creation of this podcast.
And
is
a lot of them can't do it for
exactly.
The dawn of Satan.
We are influenced by how it's turning.
My computer is turning black as we speak.
Story here is the
we didn't discuss that at all.
I know. Well, I don't really know about Howard Stern that much.
I didn't you write it down.
I thought it was a story. I found out E! Online.
It is a pretty good story. Anyways, keep moving, asshole.
Xbox 360.
Now this, Kevin doesn't care. So, Kevin, you can shush.
Yeah, I don't care. I'm not going to
turn off.
Main screen.
Me and EJ, as we discussed in the pilot podcast, which you might put up on the archive somewhere,
which sucks.
In a dank dungeon.
Kevin's not.
Shut your penis hole.
Is that we might not be able to buy one at launch because me and EJ weren't like a certain other person that we know that pre-order it like in January before it even came out. He's like, I'm pretty sure they'll release one someday, so I'm gonna like pre-order it now. But we didn't.
Yeah, the only people that are allowed to reserve it are fat Indian people.
And they're all sold out.
Why people do it. Oh, well, the only people that are allowed to reserve the Xbox 360 are
fat Indian people.
I apologize.
Fat Indian people are the only people that are allowed to.
Anyways,
we're not racist, by the way. We love Pranav.
We love
his culture.
Hugs.
His culture, dude. His culture.
Hugs for Franny.
Okay, yeah, I think it's going to be pretty cool. I'm going to get, if I can get it, like, you know, at Costco or something.
Yeah, what I'm planning
I'm
to
get
do
Perfect Dark.
Is
that's
go to
for.
Walmart. Walmart, I heard, is the best bet. Walmart or Target?
But I think Costco
I think
is
there'll
more
be more
under
people at Walmart than there will be at Target.
Well, if you think about Costco, okay.
I'm not going to Costco.
No, just listen to me. I know
your
it's
mom
kind
buys
of sounds
everything
retarded.
At Costco.
Shut your mouth.
That's actually a good idea, though.
It is a good
probably
idea. Because
for
my dad children. Okay. Can you guys.
That's because you're a Jew.
Oh, Jew. Okay. Anyways, I think it's a good idea
Dan's
because.
Dan's the token Jew.
Okay. Costco is geared towards, I personally think, middle-aged women with younger children. Personally. And
yeah.
I think that younger children aren't going to be interested in the Xbox 360, at least at release date, because of all the M-rated games coming out. And I think, I don't know, what, this
yeah,
one team,
like
no
cock
E?
Yeah, like our cock is bad hair day.
Cock is bad hair day, prick! Okay, anyways.
Shut up.
Bad hair day.
Okay, anyways, yeah, so I think I'm gonna go there and probably. I really want to get Cameo because.
It's
Cameo is supposed to be like the next Zelda, and I'm gonna get Perfect Dark, and Costco would be a great idea to get it.
Okay, so you're gonna buy it at Costco. Target, personally, I think.
I'm leaning towards getting a Nintendo Revolution.
I'm gonna get one.
I'll probably get a Nintendo Revolution someday when it comes out. If it's like $100, it looks cool. I mean, it looks innovative.
The controller is the big thing for me because that's just so.
I think the coolest thing is putting it to get an FPS, and that, you know, they said that they played Metroid Prime on it.
Yeah, I can't remember.
They said it on something like on one of the G4 gay video game channel things.
I love those channels.
You put the two controllers together, you face it. That's pretty cool.
That looks neat.
Okay, you want to move on?
I'm still talking about.
So what, calm down.
I wrote poor here.
I'm just
for some
saying,
reason.
Dude. Doesn't seem like.
Oh, because of my. Okay, so let's go to some other sections here. I recently bought Quake 4. So I got it for the Peaky, and it's good. I like it. It's if you've played Doom 3 and you liked Doom 3, but you thought it was a little slow, then you'll like it because it's like Doom 3 but faster and better looking.
Oh, I thought Doom 3 was like I played that. It was a pretty intense part.
If you want to talk, you gotta be over here because we can't pick up your
right,
audio.
All right, I don't even care.
No, but if you want to talk,
this part isn't important. I don't. Really
You're not important. Anyway, so yeah, I mean, it's okay if you like shooting things. It's nowhere near the level of just, like, coolness that Half-Life or Half-Life 2 is.
Is it similar to any, like, the other Quake games?
Yeah, I mean, that's its problem. Is it the same? Shut up!
You
can't talk in the background! Look how loud it is. Look at all the bars. I'm gonna have to edit that part out.
Yeah, okay.
Anyway, well, now I forgot what I was talking about. You even destroy the conversation.
You can leave it gray.
No, but I like to see like the little red go up and down. It hurts my eyes.
No, the red.
Oh yeah. So anyway, that's its problem. Is that it sticks too close to like the old Quake games, which are old. I mean, they're good, but they're old.
I mean, I liked Quake 3 when I was like in sixth grade.
Yeah, it was awesome, but it's basically the same game. The graphics are amazing. I mean, if you like Quake and you aren't expecting a revolution, then I'd pick it up.
By retaining the old, you said it's like an old game, but is it like
Killmonger Report?
I'm joking.
Seriously, that's the way you talk, though.
Well, I know, I do talk like that sometimes.
He does talk like that, like when he's talking to me and stuff.
But that's why Miss Kelmaka likes me, Kevin.
She likes me.
Okay.
Holy crap.
I'll rub it up.
Anyway, so what are you saying, Jay?
Okay. You said it's like the old game that you played back in sixth grade, but is it like. I don't really know about this game. Is it a multiplayer game? Is it a single player? Like,
is there a single player?
Isn't Quake like the multiplayer version of Doom, is that it?
Well, Quake 3 had no story, Quake 1 had no story, Quake 2 tried to have a story,
it didn't work, and it's a sequel
to Quake 2, basically. Because they actually refer to the game, like, not as the title, but like all the events that happened in it.
So is it a multiplayer game, right?
It's multiplayer, but I haven't played the multiplayer.
So is that the game that's like Unreal Tournament, or which one do you recommend?
I recommend Counter-Strike.
It's like Deathmatch. I mean, that's all it has. They're releasing what is it called? Quake Wars or something later on this year. That's like the multiplayer version of this game, but this is fire for the single player if you want to buy it.
Okay, well, let's
I give it on the Dave review scale of coolness a 6 out of 10.
Or is it really that bad? All
right, okay. What else do we got on the roster here? We got Batman Begins.
Okay, the DVD, not the movie. That movie came out a long time
ago. Yeah, me neither. Saw the movie a while
Jumanji
ago.
Jumanji saw it, so we're going to put this one
during the whole thing, so I got
to. Yeah, I had to pee pretty bad.
I was sitting there.
Wait, did we pee?
The kid? No, we didn't.
I think we peed.
We peed in the seats.
Oh, you're right, we peed afterwards. We saw Alex.
That was like a 1 minute wonder pee, seriously.
Never saw Alex on there.
Alex Isaac was there.
Yeah. I have a question about the Batmobile. What is with that?
Dude,
we can talk about the whole. No, we're not. We're just talking about the movie. Calm
down.
Damn,
Ryan, it's damn movie reviews. I get confused. Damn, yeah. You die.
Oh, fine.
Yeah, you might have to get distracted from this movie.
Don't hold it.
Okay.
Damn, you can just move. Just stand right there.
The new Batmobile is awesome.
I like it too. It looks cool. It's like a tank car.
I thought it was cool. But, I mean,
You gotta represent the old Batman. It's the beginning of Batman.
Okay, the things about this is...
Batman Begins is supposed to be a prequel, and wouldn't you think the prequel would have a less good... like, do you understand that? It seems like the Batmobile is, like, amazing now, and it gets less good in the other ones.
No, Star Wars movies, though.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and, kind of... Really
and Michael Keaton.
Even worse acting.
Had the that was George Clooney with the bat nipples. Right.
Yeah, that's
what I like.
I mean,
Dr. what was the guy that played Batman?
Okay, you want to talk about the DVD special features or something? Begins.
No, we're just talking about the goddamn movie.
Christian Bale.
Yeah, I mean, I thought he was good.
I thought he was a really good. He was really menacing, and
I thought he fit.
A great Batman.
I mean,
Michael Keaton was really good.
I never really liked.
I think if Bob Saget was Batman, it'd be like 10 times better.
Bob Saget,
the perfect Batman
in 2004. No, I thought the best part about like the original Batman movie was Jack Nicholson as the Joker.
Well, Jack Nicholson,
he's awesome. I love him.
I don't think the original Batman was considered the best by many. I think it was considered like a second to. What was the third Batman?
Batman Forever.
That was
Jim Carrey.
But you also have to remember the Joker.
They're different eras.
Oh, yeah, the Riddler. That's Joker, Riddler, same thing.
No, Joker is much different than Riddler's gay. Joker's cool.
No, he's still gay. Just straight.
You have to remember that
makes sense.
Jim Carrey.
There's three series of Batman. Yeah, so really. There's like and the two oldest ones, then the next two, which were all right. I mean, they're good. And then the newest one, which is really revolutionary in the series.
Not really.
It was just
a new Batman movie.
Are you kidding me?
Like, but the thing was, like,
so much Batman movie and with current
the Michael Keaton ones were a lot different than some of the other Batman movies too. Just like the one with Christian Bale is different than it's just different interpretations. I guess.
Actually, the story is a lot different, wasn't it?
I thought it was good.
I liked it. I thought it was good.
I'd say see it, rent it on DVD now. Did you check out any of the special features, like any of the DVD stuff?
I go for buying it personally.
No, not really. Thanks for helping us out there,
Dave.
Isn't it a legitimate copy of the DVD?
Yes, exactly. I mean, no. I bought it off...
You're a retard.
Amazon.com.
Anyways, I actually did recently see Fantastic Four, and I'd have to say...
That movie I heard was
terrible. That was the worst movie I've ever seen.
You saw that a while ago, over the summer, you told me.
No, it was a couple months ago.
Fantastic
Four. But anyways, they have like an hour and a half of describing what happens to them, and then how they're going to use their powers, and then for 5 minutes they fight the guy, turn him into metal, and then it's over.
They turn him into metal.
Where's the deagle?
I heard there's a scene where the thing says he wishes he could be Invisible Woman so people couldn't see him. Isn't that corny? Is that a scene in the movie?
What?
Where, like, the thing wishes he could be invisible?
No. I don't think he
ever I read about it.
I read some stuff, like, the review. Like, the reviews I read of it was, like, that the only thing good about that was, like... What'd you do?
He did it. Counter-Strike.
You can't continue.
Kevin didn't hear that. No one heard it.
Okay, anyways.
Kevin didn't hear that.
Like, that only sounds like the good. Screw this, I'm forget it.
Are there any little pieces of pizza for you, Jay?
Small. I'd like little piece of pizza to compensate for something else.
Okay, yeah, okay. Now that sure. Dan is going to talk in the third person.
Yeah, if you do, I'll punch you in the nuts. All right.
Dan does not want to be punched in the nuts.
Kevin's weekly music talk. All right.
I have no idea what I'm going to talk about for this.
Maybe I could prompt.
I'm not going to talk because then I'll probably say something.
Well, let's see. Like,
I definitely say Phil Collins.
New album. Yeah.
Phil Collins. I mean,
come out recently. How about the Audioslave concert? You guys are.
We're going to go see Audioslave on November 1st
really
at the Dodge Music. Chris Cornell from Soundgarden, the singer.
Yes.
Tim Conniford.
Timmy C.
Tim Conniford, Brad Wilk, and Tom Morello from Rage Against the Machine.
They came together to create a super group, and I think it worked.
I wouldn't consider them a super group. They're just a band. I mean,
I don't like.
I killed
them.
I pwned them.
They're okay.
I pwned three of them.
Sorry. Historic moment.
EJ.
Buttsex got three pwned.
EJ just got a triple kill.
Actually, I did go to a Breaking Benjamin concert, like,
months ago, and
I think I went deaf.
They are so bad.
Okay, five guys went into the center of the Webster, which is, like, a really small area, and then they jumped backwards, pushing everybody around. So it was pretty much like one gigantic orgy going around. And then, no, it wasn't quite a mosh pit. It was probably just like an orgy of violence.
Orgy of violence, I like
but
that.
Then, anyways, and then I got stuck up. My face was like pressed against the speaker, and I couldn't hear for like 3 days.
I might bring earplugs, sorry, so just to make sure.
Dude, we're in the middle. Well, actually, that's a good idea, but I don't think.
I just have a really good pair of earplugs.
Anyway.
Yeah,
but
like, funny, yeah,
so
we're going
DJ
to Audio Slave.
And Kevin are going. Ass,
yeah.
Ass, not me or Dan.
I'm up, you died.
You don't like Audio Slave.
I don't like that. That's the new canon.
I don't know.
I don't.
Oh!
Besides that, I mean.
Butt sex headshot.
They haven't been. I mean, besides that, there's not much else new in the world of music. There hasn't been really many that good albums released lately.
Really many that good albums?
There haven't really been many that good albums released lately.
Dude, you sound like me in AP History. George Washington, not first, second, is president.
Is. I agree with Robin.
I agree with Robin.
I think, Kevin,
what?
Just talk about, just good albums over the summer.
I mean, well... Let's see, the new Dream Theater album.
What was the latest album you bought?
How about that? What about Fall Out Boy? What is with
that?
Oh
my
god! EJ, please.
No, I didn't say anything about them being good. I just said, why do so many people like them?
Oh, I respect that.
I mean, I really don't...
You just never let me finish my
sentence.
Oh my god!
Oh my god! I don't know, let's see. This year hasn't been that good. I mean, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I really didn't prepare anything for this segment, so...
Unlike me, I got this whole notepad of things I can't
One
read.
Thing I have to say is that there's a new Story of the Year album. I personally don't like Story of the Year.
I like Story of the Year.
I know Dan does. That's kind of why I brought it up. But
yeah.
I think that...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that compared to the past, it's got a little worse. If you compare all the decades.
Shut up.
And
if I'm allowed to get off topic, I'd like to talk about dogs being neutered.
Okay? I got my dog neutered recently.
Oh, I just pumped him
and you know what? I had no idea that he'd like chop his balls right off.
You guys.
I thought it was just like a basic surgery. I come back, there's nothing there.
Of
it's like
not.
Oh man.
No, it could have been like a vasectomy or something. Or
exactly, that's what I thought it was.
Were you expecting
yes, I said vasectomy in a conversation.
Wait, I thought a vasectomy. Oh, never mind. I know what you're talking about.
That's when it's like just for like to become
ugh. So his dog no longer has testicles, I think.
That must suck.
Yeah.
I don't like the word testicles. I'd rather say balls.
Balls with a Z.
Oh, I was kicked by an admin for team killing.
Oh, I wonder why.
I'm not team kill. I did team kill.
Okay.
Once.
So after that little interjection right there, Kevin's music talk, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, I'll prepare.
Oh, EJ's supposed to talk about Conquer.
Please let me.
Conquer Live and Reload.
Dude, Kevin, shut your mouth.
Okay,
EJ's... I need to tell people
hold
who's
on.
Playing Halo 2 right now.
EJ's there supposed to talk about Conquer Bad Hair Day, so, we're gonna let him, so bear with us. I might fast forward this part later in it.
And
this is the part where you go get a drink of water from your kitchen.
Go poop.
And kill yourself, all three of you little bagels.
Poop now.
Alright, anyways.
This is the pooping time.
Okay, we got some idiots here. But anyways, this pretty much is just trying to... Shut up. It's trying to get people who are playing Halo... Okay, go. Please. Please, go. Okay, it's trying to get people playing... I'm trying to get people playing Halo 2... To get off Halo 2, because it's not that good of a game. Okay, if you look at Conquer, it's a remake of the original N64 game, which I must say pretty much I've been a Conquer fan for a while. You know, I never really got the first one because my parents, I was like, I don't know, 10, and my parents were kicking my ass, you know, around. Can't have it. You can't have it. Anyways,
it was a giant cross.
So I went and got it, and I love the one player. The graphics are totally new, and it's got some fun stuff in it. It's a really funny game, you know, a lot of comedy. Also, the multiplayer is what I really got it for, because I thought the multiplayer compared to Halo 2 is so much better. We got Kevin the prick. Anyways, you're 7 classes in the game, each one with a different weapon, like, you know, rocket launcher, sniper. You got the sword, dude, you know, you got the... Machine gun, you get the flamethrower, you get the... Shoot yourself
I'm
in the face.
I'm not gonna do anything.
Shoot yourself in the
talk,
face.
Talk,
I'm trying to discuss
yeah,
something.
Go right
okay, yeah, what was I saying? Yeah, well, the 7 classes pretty much make the game a lot better than any other game.
Oh my god!
That really wasn't that funny. I think you're a homo, you should
Dave
shut your mouth.
Told me to do it.
That really wasn't funny, and I bet that's gonna be edited out. So go play
it. I'll edit it later in post production.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty much. It's pretty much better than Halo. I really recommend it. Go buy it right now, pricks.
Yeah. There's just one level in the single player where Conker gets drunk and then he and he pisses on like all the fire guys.
I like that part. Did you get there yet, Dave?
I didn't play it after. I couldn't beat the helicopter tail part. It's so freaking hard. I can't.
It's on the PC.
It
it's hard.
I know, cause you're like, well, yeah, I don't have the N64. Well, I do have the N64,
but not for that.
N64 copyrights reserved.
Shoot yourself. Yeah, so I think that it's definitely recommended, and I give it like a 9.8 out of 10. You know, it's wicked sick.
9.8 out of 10. Okay. Yeah. So that's EJ's section. I think we're gonna have him do a weekly section about Conger.
Whatever.
Same thing.
Or poop time. You guys got anything else to say?
Oh no, we gotta call Pat.
Are we
gonna
Oh, okay. I forgot.
Oh my goodness.
We can never go without more than 5 minutes without calling Petchy. Our friend Petchy.
Eric. Friend. We're gonna call Petchy. Him Eric.
All right. So this week in Petchy news, Petchy tried to ask out a very pretty young lady.
She wasn't a young lady.
I'll tell you about it. Her name is T. We're gonna call her T for now. She's sort of plump, you know. She's new.
Pleasantly plump.
Petchy, I guess he's got lower expectations now that he's joined the band crew. No offense, Kevin. But
yeah, shot.
If you jump and hit control, you can do a super jump.
Yay, super jump. Yeah,
prank call. Petchy prank call. We're just giving you a little backstory on Petchy. So the prank call.
Cell phone. I mean, cell phone.
I don't have a cell phone.
Okay.
Kevin, would you go get it from my room?
Okay, I'll be right back.
All right, it's coming.
Well, Petchy has...
So retarded.
EJ has a
so,
the same window.
We discussed Petchy, so you kind of know who the kid is, and we're going to prank call him now.
I hope he doesn't see this. He doesn't have an iPod, right? He only likes the Beatles. That's the only
So don't tell him about this podcast.
And Jethro Tull.
Beatles, Jethro Tull, and Bach.
Flutes rock. All right,
dude,
so...
he loves the...
What should I say? Should I just pretend I'm Paul Vega?
It's a badass thing, dude. Yeah.
You're a badass.
Well, if you pretend you're Paul Vega, say, dude, Petchy, I just wanted to apologize for all the stuff I said to you, and I don't want to...
And then if he's like, really, just say no.
He's like, really? Absolutely not.
Okay.
What's his phone number?
I don't have it.
I know
here
his home phone.
No, I know his home phone.
Hi, Laura.
Hey, Big L. You can't say her name or
Big
she'll
Big L.
Someone will kill it. Yeah, Chewy!
What are you eating?
Chewy, dude, Chewy.
Chewy.
Chewy! Don't get it on the computer!
I won't hold it in your head. Chips Ahoy!
I'm gonna stab you. The shiv. Petchy?
I take us home.
Are these his numbers?
Yeah, 905. You got home.
Okay. Let us finish our cookies first.
Okay, so he's like, hey, I've been Petchy.
Mention him about flute and marching band, like, do something.
This is Paul Vega. Yeah, I just wanted to.
I mean, shit, dude, it's Paul Vega. You know, you have to talk about that.
Shit, dude, it's Paul Vega.
Shit, dude. Like, perfect. Shit, dude, it's Paul Vega.
But you don't sound like him.
Yeah, you don't sound like anything.
I
like
don't?
Him. No, okay. Your voice is all high and stuff.
Shit, dude.
That's how I talk sometimes. It's
guys,
talk
you guys, you can't
sometimes.
Huh? You can't say Vega. Well, you can edit all sound.
Paul Vega's his first name,
waiting for
you to
edit out.
Paul Vega's first name.
It's Paul Dash Vega.
Paul
just like,
Edward Vega.
Okay. Should I do it?
What are you talking about?
I don't know.
Well, should I do the Paul Vega thing?
Oh, yeah, your name is Edward. That's all right.
What should I do? Should I do the Paul Vega thing?
Yeah, dude.
I think it'd be pretty good.
Shit, man, it's Paul Vega.
It's Paul Vega.
That's good.
I just sound like Paul Vega.
Shut up,
do
dude.
It. Do your Paul Vega sound.
Hey, shit, dude, what's up?
That's not Paul bad, Vega. But...
Shit, dude. Okay, let me just do it. He'll know it's me, but...
Asshole. I fucking hate you.
Okay, he's not picking me up, and... Damn you.
Did you even block the number?
No.
Whoops.
It's blocked already. Oh, shit, dude.
Oh, man, pass the chips away. Oh, man.
Get those away from here.
Star 67 or Star 69?
Hate you. No, it has a block
it
setting
a block
on the phone.
Okay. Here, do it up, EJ.
Okay, dude, I just wanted to call and apologize for, like, all the bad things I've ever done to you. Do you know who this is? What? No, this is Paul. This is, what are they talking about? It's not Connor. Dude. Betchy, no, dude, okay. I'm just calling, I'm trying to be a nice person and I'm calling you. I'm apologizing for all the bad things I've ever said to you and I'm done to you. I'm feeling bad.
I went to church, and the Lord told me to call you up and just say that, you know, I felt bad. Like, we're friends now. We can, like, sit at lunch now and stuff together.
He thought I was Connor. Should I do it again?
That's so awesome.
That was great.
I did sound like
Connor. I was sitting at lunch together. Oh, that's awesome.
I started laughing. I had to stop.
Alright, that's the Petchy prank phone call of the week. I think we're going to have a thing that anybody listening, just write to us at dman321@cox.net. That's dman321@cox.net. And you can write to us a Petchy prank phone call, and we will use it on the air.
No matter what. Even if it's
and maybe we'll even send you a prize.
Yeah, like Delta Force Blackhawk. Force down force.
Anyway, you've been listening to Owned. Four guys talking about socially relevant topics over playing Counter-Strike. See you later, and we'll...
Stay Jewish.
Yeah, stay Jewish. All right? All right, now.